It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a fun and unique way to boost your productivity, using apps like Habitica to gamify your tasks while staying mindful. If you've ever struggled to stay motivated or felt your daily to-do list was more of a burden than an opportunity, this episode is for you. Gamification, or turning tasks and goals into a game-like experience, has become a popular way to make productivity more engaging. Apps like Habitica take this concept and turn your tasks, habits, and goals into a role-playing game where you can earn rewards, level up, and even collaborate with others to complete quests. It's a creative and interactive way to motivate yourself to stay on top of your tasks and build healthy habits. But how do we approach this from a mindful perspective? Today, we'll explore how to use these gamified tools in a way that's intentional and aligned with your well-being. Let's start by acknowledging that motivation can be a tricky thing. We often set goals or intentions, but sticking to them can feel like an uphill battle. Gamification works by tapping into our natural love of rewards, competition, and progress. By turning tasks into small challenges with instant feedback, apps like Habitica can keep us engaged and on track. And you get a little dopamine boost each time you've completed a task instead of each time you get a like or a comment on a Facebook or a social media post. But mindfulness takes this a step further by inviting us to approach these tasks with awareness, not just going through the motions to earn rewards, but also paying attention to how these activities are impacting us mentally, emotionally, and physically. One of the key benefits of using gamified apps like Habitica is that they break tasks down into bite-sized, manageable pieces. This structure aligns beautifully with mindfulness, which encourages us to stay present with whatever we're doing, moment by moment. When we can focus on each small task rather than getting overwhelmed by the bigger picture, we're more likely to experience a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. In fact, I have a tattoo on my left wrist that says OMAT, inspired by a program by Hemda Khalili of Keith and the Girl. Her program is called 1 Minute at a Time, but I think of it as 1 Moment at a Time because a minute's far too long for me. To better understand this concept, think of your daily to-do list as a quest in a video game. Each task you complete is a step toward leveling up in life, but instead of rushing through your quest to earn points or rewards, mindfulness invites you to pay attention to the process itself. How do you feel when you're working through your list? Are there certain tasks that give you more energy or bring you more joy? Are there moments of resistance where you struggle to stay focused or motivated? By staying aware of your emotional and mental state as you move through your tasks, you can use the gamification tools not just for productivity, but for personal growth as well. One of the challenges of gamification is that it can sometimes feel like you're only doing tasks to get the reward, and that can lead to burnout or lack of fulfillment. But when you approach gamified tasks with mindfulness, the process becomes less about the reward and more about the journey. You learn to enjoy the sense of progress, not just because you're earning points or leveling up, but because you're becoming more intentional and present in everything you do. To illustrate the power of mindful gamification, let's consider a story called The Game of the Garden. There was once a young gardener who wanted to grow the most beautiful garden in the village. To stay motivated, the gardener turned the process of planting, watering, and weeding into a game. Each time he completed a task, he would give himself a small reward, a treat, a break, or a moment of celebration. Over time, the garden grew, and so did the gardener's sense of pride and accomplishment. But as the garden flourished, the gardener realized something. While the rewards were fun, what he truly enjoyed was the time spent in the garden itself, the feeling of the earth between his fingers, the sight of the flowers blooming, and the peace that came from tending to the plants. The game had motivated him to keep going, but the joy came from being fully present in the process. This story reminds us that while rewards and progress are great motivators, true fulfillment comes from staying mindful of the process itself. When we combine gamification with mindfulness, we create a powerful system that not only keeps us motivated, but also helps us to find meaning and joy in our daily tasks. Now that we've explored the concept of mindful gamification, let's talk about some practical tips for integrating mindfulness with apps like Habitica or other gamified tools. Number one, set mindful intentions for each task. Before starting your tasks in Habitica or another app, take a moment to set a mindful intention. Ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this task beyond the reward? For example, if you're cleaning your house, your intention might be to create a peaceful space for yourself. If you're exercising, your intention might be to take care of your body. This helps shift your focus from the reward to the deeper purpose of the task. Number two, celebrate progress mindfully. When you complete a task or level up in Habitica, take a moment to celebrate mindfully. Instead of immediately moving on to the next task, pause and reflect on how it feels to make progress. Acknowledge the work you've done and give yourself credit for staying committed. This practice helps you stay connected to the positive emotions associated with your achievements. Number three, use gamified tools for self-reflection. Apps like Habitica allow you to track your habits and tasks over time. Use this feature as an opportunity for self-reflection. At the end of each week or month, review your progress and ask yourself how these tasks and habits have impacted your life. What patterns do you notice? Are there areas where you feel more motivated or fulfilled? Are there tasks that feel draining or unaligned with your values? This reflection helps you adjust your goals mindfully and stay aligned with what matters most to you. Number four, practice non-judgmental awareness during setbacks. In any gamified system, there will be times when you miss a task or fail to complete a habit. When this happens, practice non-judgmental awareness. Instead of criticizing yourself for not sticking to your goals, take a moment to observe what got in the way. Was it stress, fatigue, or simply a need for rest? By approaching setbacks with compassion, you can learn from them without getting discouraged. Number five, set an intention for mindful motivation. Set today's daily intention, if you want to work on this, to be about mindful motivation. Maybe frame it as a question like, how many more ways can I continue to use gamified tools to stay mindful and motivated even more? This intention will help you stay focused on both your tasks and your inner well-being as you move through your day. Mindfulness teaches us that life isn't just about checking tasks off a list. It's about being present and engaged with the process of living. By integrating mindfulness with gamified tools like Habitica, you can create a system that not only keeps you motivated, but also helps you stay connected to the deeper purpose behind your tasks and goals. And that's it for today's episode. I do hope you found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you make the most of gamified tools like Habitica, turning everyday tasks into opportunities for growth and for fulfillment. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in building healthy habits, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app, also called It's Now Again, at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful productivity and habit building. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.